Hello, and welcome to the Free Food and Medicine portion of the Manic Monday podcast. We're probably still doing our homework for our lesson today.
We are.
I also just found out that it's good for UV protection. It grows pretty much anywhere and everywhere. Huh?
You know more than we do. We should grow some.
Yeah. We have some growing on the land in Lebanon. So I haven't seen any on the land in Stockton. But I didn't really know what it was till we discovered it in Lebanon and started doing some homework on it. So this is a new one for both of us, all three of us.
The leaves would not have caught my attention as a mint, but the flower would have.
Yeah.
The leaves are a bit smoother than most mint family members. At least from the picture I'm looking at.
Yeah. UVA and UVB protection, you know, from the sun. I guess there's a UVC, but that radiation gets blocked by the ozone, so we don't, it's only shortwave, so we don't really have exposure. The other two are long wave exposure.
Yeah, I forget which is which. I do know that the one that causes tanning is not the one that you have to worry about. So, you know, your sunburns are there for your protection, because the one that doesn't cause cancer, cause tanning, is the one that causes cancer.
Right, so the tanning protects you from the other one.
The tanning protects you from the other one. And the sunburn really protects you from the other one. Because when you get a sunburn, that's your message to get the heck out of the sun. As a matter of fact,
right,
before you actually got the sunburn, you should be getting out of the sun.
Right. So this UV protection lotion is bad for two reasons. One, you're spreading toxic chemicals on your body. And two, you're blocking the sun from burning you, so you're getting more exposure to the other UV rays that will supposedly cause cancer. Somewhere between the sun and the chemicals you're putting on your skin causes cancer. But this herb helps, I guess, increase melatonin in the body. I'm not exactly sure. And helps you tan maybe without burning and protects your body from the sun. I don't know. I got to look more into that.
Well, if it increases melatonin, it probably also helps you with sleep.
Not melatonin. Melanin.
Well, okay. Melanin, melatonin,
yeah,
it's in that cycle. It's a chemical cycle.
Well, it's maybe. Melanin is skin tone, so black people have more melanin than white people.
Right. And melatonin's made out of that stuff.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's
I'll take your word for it.
It's interrelated. It's the body's a fan of amazing thing. It does all sorts of neat things.
So black people have more melatonin because they have more melanin?
Probably.
Interesting.
We'll have to ask and see if they sleep better. And how would they know? If they always slept better all their life, how would they know if they slept better than white people did?
I don't know. My ex-wife was black, and I don't think she... I think I slept better than she did.
Yeah.
So...
Hard to say.
Yeah. She had a lot of melatonin. She wasn't, like, dark, dark. Like, she was more brown than black, but... but, yeah. She... I don't remember... She slept. I don't remember now. It's been so long. I can't remember. That was my second wife. So, anyways, I think it's almost 10.
Yeah.
One more minute, and we'll call in to the Blog Talk Radio. Oh, there it is. All right. I gotta find the number now. I wasn't ready. This is our unprofessional portion. Here we go. You can talk while I'm dialing in because it'll take a minute.
Yeah. So, yeah, we've been talking back and forth with Prairie Creek people. And that's how we discovered this herb on their land. And actually, I say we loosely. I never saw it, but Kano and Yiska did. So it's an interesting looking herb. It's another one in the mint family. Mint family has a lot of different plants in it, but they're fairly easy to identify because they all have, well, for the most part, they have square stems, and they all have flowers that have roughly the same component.
Okay, I guess the auto recording didn't play again. Dang Blog Talk Radio. Hey, gosh,
it didn't even hardly play the Blog Talk Radio part.
Well, I clicked over about that time. I got to do all the dial-in stuff before I merge back in, otherwise it's not going to do the auto dial stuff. In fact, it didn't do all of the auto dial stuff. This time, I had to do some of it. I don't know. Anyways, so, hello again, and welcome to the Free Food and Medicine portion, or the Blog Talk Radio portion of the Free Food and Medicine portion of the Manic Monday podcast.
Yeah.
So, today's topic?
Ball heel.
Prunella bulgarius.
Yeah. Yeah, she's doing pretty good on that.
Thank you. YouTube helped. Okay, so...
Oh, here's my dyslexia kicking in. It's got three names. I was wondering why they repeated one.
They didn't.
No, they didn't. It's heal all, self heal, and all heal. But, you know, hey, I have dyslexia. And so all heal and heal all, you know, registered as the same name to me.
Yes, this is a miracle herb. Everyone should have one.
Well, yeah, it's right up there with mountain basil from Greece.
And
it covers a lot of things.
Even, yeah, like dandelions.
Right. I'm talking in the mint family. Mountain basil, that's the one you want for your,
that's the one what?
For your essential oil.
Oh, right.
Wait a minute. I might be getting that wrong. Do. What's the one that they often substitute Mexican sage for? They sell it in the store and say it's one thing, it's really Mexican sage.
Oh, either sage, just regular sage or clary sage.
No. It's not a sage that they're saying that it is. I think it's a basil.
Oh, I don't know. I don't do that kind
But
of trickery.
yeah, well, the grocery stores do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the grocery stores do. Well, it, you know, because things taste similar, so they get away with it. All right. But Mexican sage is cheaper. I'm pretty sure it's basil. Anyway, so it's all right. Tea tree oil does a lot of stuff, but there's an essential oil that pretty much kills most funguses and is antiviral and antibacterial, and it pretty well it's as close to a universal healer as you can get. All right, but it's not 100%. It's like 99.9%. So there's things that slip through, and this All Heal looks like it's another one of that nature. That it does a lot.
Right. That
You
would
know,
be the
it
Melaleuca family, basically, of the essential oils.
so.
Tea tree being one of them.
Right. Yeah,
Sage
so
is
you
a
know.
really good one, too, but it's not in the Melaleuca family.
Right. Yeah, I'm looking at the picture of it, and you know, if I was just walking through the field and all I saw was the leaves, I didn't see it flowering, it would not strike me as being in, from these pictures, it would not strike me as being in the mint family. Because most mints have a sawtooth edge on their leaf. Most things in the mint family. And this one appears to have a smooth edge. But it has the
Yep.
classic opposing leaves. Square stem, and the flower is very definitely a mint family flower. You gotta
Don't
look
taste
at the
like mint,
individual
though.
flower. No, it doesn't taste like mint. Well, nor does basil. A lot of them don't taste like mint.
Good, though.
Pretty much the mint family you're pretty safe with. A friend of ours who was very deep into herbs had pointed out to me, though, that there was a couple in the mint family that you don't want to just be eating randomly. Because one, well, Kano might want it. It reduces sex drive. So
Not
it
sex
actually,
drive. I don't want to reduce that. I
well, it
want to
reduces sex drive.
reduce fertility.
Right. Well, this one reduces fertility by reducing your interest.
Right. Now you might
Right.
like
I
that one.
can't think of his name off the top of my head, but he pointed that out. And then he did point out that there's a couple of them that might be considered poisonous, but for the most part, mints are
Already,
safe. Say what?
I already lost my interest. Go ahead.
Right. Anyway,
I'm
so yeah,
losing.
self heal, heal all, all heal, whichever you want to call it. So you're saying it grows just about anywhere.
Just about anywhere. Well, they said it barely grows in the deep woods. It usually grows in yards, trails, fields, stuff like that. But
Out in the open.
out they like out in the open. They like sunlight.
Right. Now he said something odd in the middle of it. He says it's more rosmarinic than rosemary. Is that because it tastes like rosemary or what? I'm not sure what he's saying by that.
It tastes probably because it doesn't have a fragrance.
Well, it might taste plain then. because there's a whole bunch of mint family herbs over on the quarry land that oh, I looked it up once. It's good for a psychological condition, but I can't remember what it is. But
no, I remember you telling me about that.
Right. It looks just like peppermint, but it tastes like grass. It has no essential oil flavor to it whatsoever. I mean, there's probably an essential oil in it, but it's going to be one that has no smell. It is not aromatic.
That's pretty much the way this one is. It's got a flavor. I can't remember what the flavor was, but yeah, it doesn't really have a fragrance. It grows 1 to 2 feet tall, not very tall. At first glance, I thought it was comfrey, but then I looked a little bit closer, and I was like, no, that's not comfrey. But I didn't know what it was, so we had to look it up. But apparently, according to Marcus Rothkrantz's book, it is very popular for its use with herpes 1 and 2, also used for kidney problems, AIDS, liver, heart, tumors, cancer,
AIDS.
Diabetes. Yeah, that fake disease, it doesn't really exist.
Yeah, the fake disease. Yeah, everything cures AIDS because it doesn't really exist.
Right. So AIDS, liver problems, heart problems, tumors, cancer, diabetes, abrasions, cuts, which is pretty much the same thing as abrasions, bruises, sprains, ulcers, diarrhea, fever, sore throat, laryngitis, and it's an astringent. You can
right.
make a tea, salve, cream, use in the salad, or make cold water infusions by putting chopped or crushed or powdered leaves in cold or lukewarm water. Another thing, while I was looking it up on the internet,
the interweb.
It's good for inflammation, and it's also good for UV protection. So if you're going to be out in the sun, you need to be eating this. It'll help protect you from UV ray damage.
Eating it or making a cream out of it?
You might even be able to make a cream out of it and protect it from UV damage, but I think ideally you would want to eat it.
Probably both. But the interesting thing about that, though, is you said it covers both types of UV radiation. Whereas
yeah, there's
your
three types of UV radiation, but the third type is a short wave, and it doesn't even reach the planet. It only it basically just barely reaches our atmosphere, and it gets absorbed by the ozone.
Right.
So, yeah, you got UVA and UVB, and I'm not sure which is which.
Right. I do know that the salves and the creams they give you, the chemical stuff, it blocks the one that gives you a tan, but it doesn't block the one that gives you cancer.
Or it's the one that gives you cancer.
Well, yeah, it potentially could give you cancer directly from its chemical constituents. It inhibits your body's ability to generate a sunburn. And the sunburn is God's way of telling you, or nature's way of telling you, get the heck out of the sun. Yes, you need some sunlight, but too much is too much, you know? So when your skin starts to redden, it's time to get out of the sun. You know, so, you know, putting that SPF stuff on it, you know, that you're masking a symptom. You're inhibiting your body's body's ability to function and
properly.
Yeah, properly. So, yeah, the skin, sun's good for you, but too much is not. So, and your body knows when it's got too much because, you know, your skin starts to prickle. Time to get out of the sun.
Well, and your body can adjust, too. You know, I was talking to this one sales guy who was trying to sell me on a product who lives in Florida, and he was basically saying the natives there can stay out in the sun more because their bodies are used to it. They've acclimated to it because they're out in the sun regularly, and they're, you know, but the tourists, they can't handle it as much because they're not used to it. So your body adapts to its surroundings. The more you're in it, the more your body's used to it, and the more the body builds up, I would say, an immunity to it, but it adapts. You know, you get more melanin in the skin, and therefore your body can reflect or reject some of these bad rays that are coming in. And, of course, taking herbs helps the body do those sort of things and basically protects you.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a combination between protection and being able to repair.
That too. But there's people who stay out and work out in the sun all day long. And, you know, and have for years and, you know, centuries and, you know, different cultures, environments, or, you know, cultures and whatnot. And they never got cancer. You know, it's like it's the new age that's getting cancer. We, the next generation, you know, whatever, a smart, educated, non-heathen, non-native people are the ones getting cancer because we're not doing the things that they used to do back in the day. Those savages were more educated than we are.
Pretty much.
And we're supposed to be, what do they call?
Enlightened.
Civilized. Civilized. We're civilized. And we're getting cancer and fake diseases or man-made diseases where the other people, they don't have that problem. Our great-grandparents,
yeah,
didn't have
now?
That problem. Right? Our great-grandparents, they didn't have those problems. But we do. Why? Because we're getting away from God's medicine.
Right. We're not listening to that Holy Spirit telling us what we should know. Well, Kano just dropped out. I wonder if that means we lost the free food and medicine podcast portion as well. Well, I'll hold on to this until he either calls back in or whatever. Well, there's a few other herbs mentioned on that same page. And, of course, because he's got about 3, 4, 5 different herbs on every page, and he does these little short blurbs on it. Okay. So after heal-all, he has listed hops. So I'll just read the paragraph. Humulus lupulsus. Yeah, I'm sure I chopped that up, but anyway. Okay, yes, this is what they make, what they use to make beer, except we're going to use it to get healthy here.
Hold on. You might hear me better if I put you in a better place. All right. a prickly vine with scaly green downward pointing fruit and 3 to 5 lobed flowers. And yes, I realize this is radio, so you don't have pictures. Just Google pictures of hops. This strange looking fruit is the part you want. Tea made from it is used as a calming sedative to soothe tension, nerves, restlessness, sleep problems, anxiety, cramps, spasms, coughs, inflammation, boils, rheumatism. Calming effects similar to valerian. Some people fill pillows with hops to sleep better. Let me finish reading this paragraph. Licorice root and hops flowers are often used throughout history to treat hormone imbalance and just about every female problem known, giving women a sense of well-being and control. Be careful when handling the plant, as resin and fine hairs can irritate skin. Yeah, I just, when we lost you, I decided to go ahead and read some of the other stuff from the book. So I just went to the next herb. So.
Oh, hops?
Yeah, hops. And I would add this wasn't in the book. One of the reasons we were looking at growing hops on the farm is the fresh shoots coming out of the ground supposedly are a tasty vegetable. So it's not just the flower you want, but you do want the flower, and you want to know when to pick it if you're going to make beer out of it. And, you know, you can make healthy beers. You don't have to make Budweiser-style beer, you know.
But
anyway.
Why, sir?
Yeah, well, that's a stupid commercial. It's cute, though. All right, so you have anything else to say about Heal other than what we've read? Because, you know, obviously
yes.
You studied more on it than I did.
Well, it says it's good for the kidneys and it's good for the liver.
Right.
Most pharmaceuticals, and probably herbs too, basically pass through one or the other, the liver or the kidneys. And you got to be careful, especially if you're taking pharmaceuticals, which ones you take too much of. So if you got
right.
a bunch of herbs or pharmaceuticals that are passing through your kidneys and damaging your kidneys, you're going to need something to repair those kidneys and or the liver, whatever the case may be. You know, and there's herbs that repair those organs. I don't know a whole lot that repairs the kidneys. I've read a few in the past, and I can't remember what they are. But we do know a lot about herbs that repair the liver. Apparently, this one does both. So this one is a good one for anybody who has liver or kidney problems. Yeah. Let me look here. Cancer, diabetes. Dandelions is good for diabetes. Hedge apples are good for cancer. So is marijuana, they say.
Oh, yeah, hemp oil.
Yep.
Yeah, don't smoke
fever.
It. Don't smoke it. Make hemp oil out of it and apply it.
That's it. Fevers, you can also take fever a few for fevers. Don't take aspirin, whatever you do. That'll give you a headache.
Yeah.
But there's an herb called white willow we talked about a week or two ago that will help you with your headache issues and probably fevers.
Which contains aspirin.
Well, it contains forgot what the root chemical.
I can't say it myself.
No, basically, aspirin is that chemical that you can find in white willow, but white willow has other nutrients to support that chemical, where aspirin just has that chemical.
Right.
And so aspirin is good for certain things that chemical is good for, but without its supporting components, because every herb, mineral, vitamin, they all have supporting herbs, minerals, and vitamins. Well, herbs actually are pretty much minerals. Fruits are, herbs and vegetables are pretty much, you get mineral sources from them. You get some vitamin sources too, but you're mostly getting your mineral supplements from herbs and vegetables. And then you get most of your vitamins from fruits and fruit-like plants. And then you get your amino acids from seeds and nuts. You get your fatty acids. I'm not sure where from plants, but you also get that from your meats. And there's one more, and I forgot what it was.
Well, coconut oil is a fatty acid.
There you go. So, amino acids, fatty acids, minerals, and vitamins. Those are the main things that you want. And those are the places, that's basically how you get them. It's mostly from plants. You get some of that from eating meat. And I'm not saying you should or should not eat meat, but you can get most everything you need from eating plants. And you want to eat it as raw as possible.
Right.
Not meat, but plants.
Well, we have a friend that eats raw meat.
Yeah.
And he's pretty healthy. So,
well,
but
I don't know. I'm cooking my meat. I'm sorry.
Well,
but I can never eat a cow.
Yeah. Have you ever eaten sushi?
Yes.
Sushi is raw meat.
Yeah, I know. I forgot about that.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's raw fish, but it's still, it's fish meat.
Fish ain't meat.
And the original hamburger from Germany was, basically was cooked with onion juice. The onion juice killed all the bacteria, and they'd take a nice chop of meat and put a bunch of onions in the grinder, and they'd grind them both together, and they'd eat the result raw.
So. Oh, so the onions were the cooking process, basically.
Yeah. Yeah, they're the antibacterial part. So,
and so I guess there's some
reason why you cook meat. Yeah, but there's things in pork that cooking it still doesn't eliminate the problem.
That's not what the media says.
Yeah.
But we believe the media.
I'm getting a headache. Where's my white willow?
Right.
Oh, man.
Free food and medicine. Well, I don't know if you realize this or not, but the Blog Talk Radio got cut off when I lost my connection.
Yeah, I realized that. I wasn't sure if you were continuing it or not. So I continued by myself. It was going to be a parallel. But, yeah.
Okay. Just thought I'd let you know if you didn't know already.
Yeah, sorry, folks, that you only got about 17 minutes on the Blog Talk.
Blog Talk Radio. It's not all that great.
Well,
there's good for advertising.
Yeah, there's reasons to be there. So,
advertising costs me. Therapy, therapy. Yeah, it's good for advertising. That's about all it's good for, I think. Getting your name out there. So that's why we do a 30-minute, or 15 in this case, prelude, or whatever you want to call it, on Blog Talk.
Well, we get the meat of the broadcast there.
Right.
So you want extra, you keep listening for another half hour on our part.
Which I need to upload the stuff. I'm so far behind. I just been busy working or playing video games or sleeping. I really haven't been playing video games all that much lately, so I can't really use that as an excuse anymore.
Right.
Now that summer's here, I'm being more productive.
Pretty much.
But, yeah, I do need to sit down and dedicate some time to update all of the podcasts. I want to, listen to them as I'm uploading them so I can put in all the keywords. But that's just taking forever, and now I'm not getting them done at all. So I'm thinking about just uploading them all.
Yeah, just upload them. Just upload them. At some point, we might be able to run them through Google Translate, whatever, and
have it auto-transcribe the keywords.
Right. Well, have it transcribe the whole text and now give us the keywords. So
there you go. I think Apple does that, but they charge to put your podcast there. And it's not cheap. And I also understand now that What's-His-Name doesn't own it anymore. They have sanctions on it, government-type sanctions.
Right.
Which,
how dare you say anything that's against the norm?
Right. Speaking of which, the guy who started Apple, once he came, it's like he went into hiding or something for a while, and he came out of hiding or whatever. He was just like retired and just disappeared for a couple of years. He came out of the woodworks. Marcus Rothkranz, the one who wrote the Free Food and Medicine book, was the first person to get to interview him. And not long after that, he died.
Ouch.
I don't know if it was mysteriously or not. Because he was kind of sort of a freedom fighter. He made Apple, but then he sold it.
Made it in his garage. Him and his friend.
Huh?
And the first Apples were made in a garage.
And he wanted it to be better. He thought it, we could be using hemp to make stuff. Like, he wanted to make his cell phone cases out of hemp because they're stronger.
Right.
But he couldn't because of the regulations.
Rules, regulations, standards, and guidelines.
So, even he was complaining about that. But that's a scrap topic. You'll have to listen to our scrap.com podcast to learn more about stuff like that. Although
right.
Free Food and Medicine is just an extension of that, because the government doesn't want you to know how to heal yourself. They want you to use communist care and go to your doctor and get pumped up full of chemicals.
Well, yeah, how dare you understand how to take care of yourself?
You're not... Common folk aren't smart enough to be able to take care of themselves.
Well, they'd like common folks not to be smart enough, and so they go out of their way to take the knowledge away from you, to prevent you from even looking at that knowledge.
And it brainwashed you on the boob tube.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, my father is thoroughly convinced that the doctors know everything. And my grandparents were pretty much that way. They lost their touch with Earth, if you will.
Yep. Well, you know, I'll leave the name out, but, you know, we have somebody out here who... She got sick, and she ran to town to go to the store to get some medicine. All right? I get sick, and I went and got some water in the middle of the night, and then during the day, I went out into the field, and I got some medicine.
Right, you picked your own medicine.
I picked my own medicine. And you know, it took me a little while to find it. I knew what I was looking for, but you know, strangely enough, when you're looking for something, it's not there. You gotta look around for it. All right.
Unless you're growing it.
Unless you're growing it on purpose. All right. But we got this beautiful field. It's full of weeds. It looks chaotic. It doesn't look organized in any way, shape, or form. And in a way, it's not. It's organized by nature, but you know, it's not. Yeah.
Right. It grows where it wants to grow.
Right. And so. You know, like, well, today I picked up our cat and put it up on the shelf so that it could get the food that I put up there. All right? And I could have done it on its own, but I just felt like being nice. And as soon as it saw the food, it was all about clambering up in there. And suddenly my arm and hand became a tree limb, and it sunk its claws in deep.
Yeah.
Well... which made me bleed. Well, what was the first thing I did? I went out and found some yarrow plants and stripped some leaves off of them and mashed them between my hands until they started to give off a little bit of juice. And I applied that to all the places where I was bleeding. You know, basically, you know, what's the instruction? We glue two things together, hold it for about 3 minutes, and then... You know, clamp it together for 3 minutes and then release it. Okay, so I held the yarrow leaves, the smashed up yarrow leaves against my bleeding body parts for, you know, about 3 minutes or so. And no blood.
No blood.
No real scab either. It all, you know, clotted in a way that it's not gonna. You know, you can't rub a scab off that isn't sticking out, you know? So, you know, and yarrow is good for that. And quite frankly, I found yarrow. If you pick yarrow and let it dry, and it dries real quickly because, you know, the leaf is really feathery, you can then take the powder from that, and it's just as effective as using a fresh plant that's been smashed. And you rub that powder into your cut, and the moisture from your blood activates it. So, you know, it does its job and causes the blood to coagulate. And I'm sure because it's dry, it also helps dry up the wound, which is, you know, helpful in causing the blood to coagulate. So, yeah, just rub that yarrow powder in. Anyway. Next.
Next.
Yeah, I know nothing.
Me neither. I guess that's it for today. I probably need to go to bed. But maybe in the future, I don't know, we're merging our farm with another farm in Lebanon, Missouri. And she wants to do some podcasting. Problem is, it's hard to... do them earlier in the day because we got stuff to do during daylight hours.
Right.
And Blog Talk Radio won't let us do our recording until 10 o'clock at night. So that's why we start our Free Food and Medicine podcast around 10. We could do it earlier in the day, but it's got to be before 7. So we'd have to do it at like 6 o'clock, I think it is. Or 5 o'clock, 5 or 6 o'clock, in order to be able to blog talk during the, or you know, any time earlier than that. Basically, I think 6 or 7 between then and 10 is prime time hour, so we can't use it without paying extra.
Right.
So, yeah. I don't know if she or they are going to be on the podcast with us in the future. I don't know what the future holds for our podcast, but it will be on a Monday because we call it Manic Monday Podcast. And Ron Paul does his updates Sunday or Monday, Sunday night or Monday morning. And so we try to catch him on Monday.
Yep, yep.
Seeing as I'm not going to be driving a truck anymore, I don't got to get up at the break of dawn anymore. So I could sleep in on Tuesdays, except for when I'm tree trimming. But I don't have to worry about staying awake behind the wheel.
True that.
Well, so, yeah. So just stay tuned to our future podcasts. We may change things up, but it'll always be Monday, and you'll always find out when, where, and how at either Manic Monday Podcast or FreeFoodAndMedicinePodcast.com.
Yep, yep.
Oh, and I'm working on a new site at FreeFoodAndMedicine.org.
Yay.
Check out Marcus Rothkranz at freefoodandmedicine.com. But if you want to give me credit, I have an affiliate link at freefoodandmedicine.net. And I guess that's it. We'll talk about more herbs, minerals, vitamins, essential oils, homeopathic remedies, and more at freefoodandmedicine.com. I mean, freefoodandmedicinepodcast.com. Every Monday about 10 o'clock or whatever. 10 p.m. Central, unless we change it.
Right.
All right. I'm getting tired. I'll talk to you later.
Night, folks.
Good night.